Welcome to MedCurity Live. I'm your host, Alexa. In this episode, special guest Andrew Tisser, founder of the Talk to Me Doc podcast, will be answering some of our questions related to his personal podcast, early physician careers, HIPAA compliance, and more. Thank you so much for joining me today, Andrew.
Well, thanks for having me.
Great. So our first question for you today is, why did you decide to create your own podcast?
Sure. It's a good question. So my podcast has shifted over time, but when I first started, I was working in Chicago in the emergency department. And as I left, one of the security guards got me a gift. And I said, "Hey man, why'd you get me that gift?" And he said, "Well, 'cause you talk to me like I'm a person." And I was like, oh God. Mm-hmm. I was like, "Do other people mm-hmm. not?" And he was like, "You know, you'd be surprised." So the initial impetus for the show was to start having some of those conversations with some of our workers in the healthcare field that we don't have as many conversations with, and leading to team-based communication in healthcare. I'm going to jump ahead of your next question and just wrap it all into one, but the show shifted recently to focus on the early career physician for a number of reasons. One, as I started having these conversations with people, a lot of themes were repeating themselves. And I think that some of what was said, everybody was saying, in that treat everyone with respect, get rid of hierarchy in medicine, and everyone has their story and everyone has, you know, their own unique gifts, which was very informational, educational. But I kept realizing that my passion was to help physicians like myself early in their career with some of the struggles that are unique to us. So that was a natural progression, since that is really my passion, and that's why the show shifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of like in any situation when you find that reoccurring theme or that sort of problem starts, you're like, oh, well then let's take a step back and focus on that, because that seems to be the root of the situation.
Yeah.
That's really cool though. I think that's awesome. I'm a big fan of team communication. That's a big part of like my personality that I like, and I like everyone working together. So that's great.
Well, I just like talking to people and
that too. And you're like, oh, let's do something about that.
I'm the guy who talks to somebody on the plane. My wife will kill me, but you know, that's what it is.
I'm the same way. Like, don't start talking to her. Oh no. It keeps going. So our next question is, what are some of the biggest takeaways and favorite guests that you've had on your podcast?
Oh, that's a loaded question. So I think takeaways in general, you know, I think especially in medicine, people do work in silos and everyone is focused on their own area. And so I've had so many great guests. I mean, from security personnel to lab to Joe Galatley of MedCurity, everyone has such an important and interesting message to share. So that has been fun. And just meeting all these people from across the country has been really exciting for me, and opened new doors and just all kinds of different things. You know, I didn't know much about HIPAA compliance in general before I started talking to Joe, and he opened a few doors for me as well in regards to just learning. But major takeaways is that, yeah, everybody's got their story. Everybody has their gifts, and everyone has something to offer, no matter where they come from. And, you know, while my show has pivoted to focus on issues relating to the early career physician, I'm still bringing guests from everywhere. So it's not just docs on the show. So there'll still be people from all across every industry and what lessons they can share with the early career doc. So it's still kind of the same issue.
Awesome. That's really cool. Where do you see the medical community heading in relation to COVID-19? And how do you see that affecting new physicians in the field? Because, you know, a lot of things are starting to shift.
You know, that's a difficult question. You know, I'm not a politician either. So luckily I'm in New York right now, which upstate New York. So I didn't see a lot of the badness. Knock on wood, I haven't seen a case of coronavirus in a few weeks at my facility. But as the states hopefully weather the storm and we start working towards a vaccine and towards better measures of protection, I think the biggest issue we're going to run into is the mental health fallout that we're going to see from for both everyone in the public in regards to quarantine and for our healthcare workers. I think some will qualify for, you know, there's a lot of people that say post-traumatic stress, but to be qualified as an actual diagnosis, there are criteria for that. So I'm sure we will see true post-traumatic stress disorder. And as a demographic, we are less likely to seek mental health resources for whatever reason. But I think we need to be there for our, for everyone, all our essential workers, all our healthcare workers in the coming months and years as we deal with the fallout of what people have seen and experienced.
Yeah. And so do you see that kind of putting pressure on physicians that are newer to the field? Like, let's say you're, you know, you're in your early career as a young doctor and, and all of a sudden this global pandemic hits. Do you see that affecting them personally? Like, with, are you talking about them personally having mental health issues as well as everyone? Or how do you see that affecting them?
Yeah, I don't know that they'll have more or less. I think the our medical students that we graduated early and threw into residency will have some unique challenges. I think the pandemic has exposed many of the problems that were always present in our healthcare system, but have brought them to the surface. Again, a personal passion of mine is student debt and the unregulated medical school tuitions that are skyrocketing with student loan interest that is at an all-time high. So I think that will cause a lot of issues, as well as private practices that are unable to stay solvent despite federal aid or whatever happens there. I think we're going to see a lot of places close down. A lot of smaller hospitals are going to close down likely. So, you know, the downstream effect of that on new graduates is of course going to be felt, whereas someone later in their career who may have a bigger nest egg perhaps could just slow down.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's just interesting because I think that in society right now, everyone's feeling that the non-essential, essentially the non-essential workers are feeling the biggest hit, but truth be told, it's literally everyone, whether you're in the healthcare industry or you're an essential worker, everyone's feeling a hit from this pandemic in a different way and on different levels, but everyone's feeling it. Whether you're working for COVID patients, you're feeling the stress of having to try to save as many lives as possible. And then if you're not working for COVID related patients in the healthcare industry, then there's a struggle to find patients. And so it's just interesting when you put it in that perspective. So for our last question today, how can physicians be successful in the light of HIPAA compliance? And do you think that they should even consider starting an independent practice with everything that's going on?
Tough question to answer. I think as at least my generation went through medical school, we were told time and again that private practice is dead. And I don't completely agree with that. I think the old way of private practice, where you graduate from your training and you hang up a sign and people come to you, is dead. I think physicians are starting to utilize things like podcasts, things like social media marketing, getting the word out about their practices. And there is a push now in the physician community to recharge private practice. Again, with a lot of the problems we saw with giant hospitals, corporate systems during the pandemic and lack of support and equipment and things like that, I think people are recharged and want to go into private practice to go out on their own or form small groups. So I think I always will encourage a self-starter and an entrepreneur. I think there's a need for it. There's also something been kind of up and coming called the direct primary care movement, where it's not quite concierge medicine, but it eliminates insurance from the equation. Smaller practices, doctors allowed to spend more time with their patients for flat fees, which really eliminates the third party payer, which is very interesting. But that's really not what the question is about. So,
but it's interesting.
It is. It's my, how my mind works, I guess. HIPAA compliance in general is a very difficult topic. I think we're not taught about it. If you work for a big corporate place or a large hospital system, it's taken care of for you. So you really don't experience it. Whereas physicians going out on their own, honestly, I would advocate for, you know, hiring a company like yours to really help them manage the water. There's a lot of really tricky language. There's a lot of regulations, and you can get into some really big financial and legal trouble if you're not HIPAA compliant, if you're not following the regulations. So I think it can be done on your own. I would recommend seeking outside help, just unless you're really into this stuff, because like anything else, you know, hire an expert. I hire someone to do my taxes. I would hire somebody to manage HIPAA compliance for me if I was starting a practice.
Yeah. I think it's also really interesting too, because like you mentioned, everyone, whether you're a doctor or you're a business owner or your just working in general, everyone's kind of having to shift the way that they're thinking about the economy and making money. And now we're seeing that big shift where everything's starting to kind of move online because we're all having mm-hmm. to social distance and we're all having to make sure that we are self-sufficient. And as a young doctor, and a lot of doctors in a lot of hospitals are starting to utilize telehealth, telemedicine, and that is very useful in being able to continue in maintaining their practice, but it brings in all those different problems with HIPAA compliance and how does that work. And so I think it's really interesting because we're having to find that balance of being self-sufficient, being able to keep the economy moving forward, but then having to balance those struggles with the HIPAA compliance. So I don't even know if that had anything to do with what we're talking about.
Doesn't matter. It was interesting.
It was interesting. I think that it does help people understand that you can still be independent. You can be an entrepreneur. There is a way to be a doctor or an employee or successful in this economy. We just have to find new ways how to do it. And whether that's kind of riding out the storm with, you know, social distancing or completely switching over to an online format, everyone can do it. We just have to kind of, it's just kind of paving the way. So, yeah.
Agreed. I mean, for, you know, my recommendation to physicians and all professionals in general is to not stay in the box and not to do what everybody else is mm-hmm. doing, because mm-hmm. look at what happened, right? So, mm-hmm. always looking for new ideas, always looking for multiple income streams, always trying to mm-hmm. be on the cutting edge of things. You know, that's the way to go. And that's what I try to teach on my podcast and to my clients that I work with directly, is there's always something else out there and you could do anything you want. You just have to be creative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You have to think ahead of the curve and just like keep going. Thank you so much, Ann. Really enjoyed that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Well, you have a great rest of your day. Bye now.
You as well. Bye-bye.